Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the traditional personal finance corner, he hails from Princeton, New Jersey, USA. He is the Sultan of Saving, the Count of Common Sense. Let's get ready for Practical!
Hi, I'm Scott Newman, the Practical Guy, and I'm without suspenders this week and can't really get that pumped up because I'm flying solo this week. And what I'm doing is I'd like to take some time to just get some things off my chest, explain some things to people about why would you take the time to listen to this podcast? Because I believe we have a chance to be one of the greatest and most influential podcasts around. The reason is I'm a Martian. Who else do you know that's 51, has the retirement put away, and isn't trying to sell you anything? I don't really want to care about making more money, getting more clients. I'm at a point in life where I'm able to tell you the straight, honest truth because I'm not beholden. I have all my licenses, the mortgage license, insurance, financial planning. I've worked as an investigative producer at ABC and NBC. I've investigated people, and I'm going to take you behind the curtain here. Things that they're not going to tell you, and also offer you some of the dirty little secrets that people do in the financial industry. And that is so important, because you have to understand 99% of people out there, whether you're coming across your mortgage guy, your financial planner, your insurance guy, their goal is to take money out of your pocket and put it into their pocket, and typically they're not going to take the time to do that. For instance, how many times when people come out do they talk about product on the first time they want to sell you something? Let them and make sure you find the person that's going to talk about your overall picture, your overall finances, where you want to be. Don't fall for the quick sale to do that. That's the most important thing in the world, is to take some time and sit back and realize that person may not know more than you. Let that person explain what you're doing. It's so important. Let's take the mortgage, for instance. The mortgage is the most important, biggest investment people make. The biggest investment, but most people don't think about how that affects them. Number one, the practical guy's rule is when you're going for a mortgage, I will not do a mortgage for you unless you have 6 months or a year's worth of savings in the bank. Now, why do we say that? Because what happens is you've seen it before. People buy a house. Oh, my God, something goes wrong. We don't have enough furniture. We have to fix the stove. And all of a sudden, they're falling behind in their payments. If you have the 6 months or a year in the bank plus your down payment, you're going to go into that house comfortably. If not, we're going to do something society doesn't like today, and we're going to wait to buy that house. We're going to make yourself save and put that $10,000, $12,000 away before you buy the house. So someone will say, well, what about if housing prices? This is the time to buy. Even if housing prices would go up 5 to 10%, it's a better thing to put yourself in a position of power and security, not running around. I mean, how many people do you see stressed out? Oh, I got to pay the mortgage, and then things are broken. Please, when you do the mortgage, make sure you have 6 months or a year's savings to do that. And the other thing, too, is that no mortgage person is going to stop you from buying. Okay? That mortgage person is only there to sell you a mortgage. He has no other goal there to do that. For instance, on the mortgage, when you do that, that mortgage person can only work for one company, one rate, and all he's looking to do is basically sell you the mortgage. That's all he could do. So stop and think before you do this. He's not going to say, don't buy. He's not going to say, check for a lower rate. And these are very important things. And as I said, the practical guy here is a gift to you guys, and I don't mean that in an egotistical way, but what that is I can sit back. I don't care if I make a sale. I care about the person and their overall finances to do that because I have my retirement. I get to go behind the scenes and tell basically people what other people are doing, sales tricks to do that. So I hope to be able to have this, you know, as a gift to you guys to be able to do that. The other thing I'd like to talk about today is rules and things that I see, the mistakes people make. Forget anything about, a lot of people, financial planners or people, they try to confuse people by saying stocks have returned this, and they'll throw out annuities and all these things that are designed to confuse you. I'm going to give you two simple rules here to do this and make sure that you're in power before you do anything else. Number one is to avoid calamities. Now, what are calamities? Calamities are a health episode or a death of someone with income, death of the parent, the wage earner to do that. You have to make sure that number one, that is done. For instance, you must have life insurance. I can't tell you how many people, they'll have kids there and the house and the parents, and I walk in and they don't have life insurance. Now, I'm not going to get into insurance companies and what people think of them, because some people view them as the equivalent of Osama bin Laden. They hate them. I agree with you. But if somebody can insure you for $400 or $500 that you'll be getting, your family will be getting a check for $250,000 or half a million, if that wage earner dies, please do it. And I have people fight me to do this. I can't afford this. Sometimes they sit there, and I'm sitting there, they'd rather pay for Showtime or HBO or life insurance. I just can't handle that stupidity. Please don't do this. Make sure that you and your wife, if you're sitting there, that if you have kids, you are properly insured. Not over-insured, properly insured with first inexpensive term insurance and nothing else. Please do this and don't be a statistic. I said I was in a restaurant 2 weeks ago, and this was a story that, you know, a woman, she was a waitress, and she came up to me and she said, "Are you a financial guy?" And I said, "Well, look at my logo here. It's like I play one on TV." And she went on to tell me her fiance, who was 38, had passed away, and he had a son who was 12 years old. No insurance. She's working as a waitress. She doesn't even know what to do. She's all over the place. And can you imagine if there was $250,000 or $500,000 there to cover that child? And you're talking about $300 or $400 a year. Please do that. The second thing is health insurance. And I know that's a big deal with Obamacare or doing that. When you are living without health insurance, you are playing Russian roulette. The reason is that, and I know how expensive it is, believe me, we're not talking HBO or Showtime money here. We're talking these policies can run $600 a month. For a family, it can go up to $2,000 or so. But the thing is, what happens is, if you have a devastating financial or debilitating illness, that is it for you, and you're not going to recover. Look into getting a catastrophic policy by looking something that just covers heart attack, heart surgery, or doing that. And I'd be happy to talk to anyone about that. But make sure you take care of the calamities. And the last thing really today is to make sure that we have enough savings in the bank. Before we even talk investments, and these are people, listen, whether you're making $5 a week or half a million a year, it's the same rule. Keep 6 months or a year's worth of savings in the bank. The reason is it makes your life so peaceful to do this, because again, you're driving to work and you get a flat tire or your car breaks down. I can't tell you how many people, and you know it at work, they'll sit there, "How was your day today?" It's unbelievable. I did, my battery died, and they go on for 5 hours instead of saying, "Hey, I got the $100 or $150 in the bank," and pay it and move on. It devastates you. Also, what it also does is put you at peace at work, and you don't have to sit there and worry about, "Hey, am I getting fired today?" Please, before you buy anything on a big ticket item or do that, make sure you have the savings in the bank. Now, we like to talk, and everyone, when I'm flying solo and getting this off my chest, I guess they call it, you know, money masturbation, but we're not allowed to do that because we're trying to run a public show. So we'll skip that. The thing is, stop and think before you make decisions, especially money decisions. There's a lot of people out there pressuring you to do things quick. Go to my site, thepracticalguy.com, drop me an email, or find someone who will be able to help you. And when I mean someone, not your friends who are trying to compete with you and have all these opinions and they're not set. You need to find somebody who is financially secure and then they can tell you what to do. Don't listen to anything get rich quick or anything like that. You want to get rich slowly. And the way to get rich slowly is to put money away every month. It's not glamorous. It's not Sheila E., the glamorous life. It is putting money away every month, protecting yourself from the calamities to do that. Now, as you can see, the Practical Guy's a little bit passionate about this because no one lives an easier life in his 50s than myself. I mean, I wake up in the morning and I'm just blessed to be here and I can't wait to do that. You know why? Because I laugh at life. And I laugh at life because I've put the money away. I've made the good decisions and I've also put people around me who will tell me for my own benefit not to make a sale. And if you work at that, you can be as happy as the Practical Guy. Remember, I'm not, when you talk about Pharrell and Pharrell with the room without a roof, there's nobody happier than me. I consider myself, I'm a condominium. I'm even a skyscraper without a roof. I'm just happy every day. It's because I have that base and I want to pass this along. I've had a lot of jobs that people think are glamorous. I covered the Dodgers as a sports writer during their world championship season. I was an investigative producer for ABC News and investigated many of the criminals and salespeople that try to take money from you, insurance guys, financial advisors. And I ran the media business for Bloomberg. But none of them is as important as what I do now because I'm able to touch people one-on-one and change people's lives. And over the next months, years, we're going to be taking a look at how we're changing the lives of people and how we can help change your life about doing this. It's hard work, but it's a great thing to do. So until next week, this is Scott Newman, the Practical Guy, and we look forward to talking with you.
Let's get ready to practical!
Follow The Practical Guy on Twitter at The Practical Guy. Like The Practical Guy Facebook page. Subscribe to The Practical Guy YouTube channel and visit PracticalGuy.com. This podcast is a River City eMarketing production, so be sure to also visit RiverCityEMarketing.com today. The Practical Guy. Money management for your street, not Wall Street.